I am very happy to testify before any Congressional Oversight Committee. I have nothing to hide. I can explain and validate everything that I've done. So, you know, it's going to be inconvenient if they actually are out there essentially threatening to make my life miserable. But I'm going to do what I need to do, and that is cooperate fully, because we have nothing to hide at all.
Despite Joe Biden's last-minute preemptive pardon shielding him from past alleged crimes, Anthony Fauci still faced a high-stakes Senate grilling under subpoena from Rand Paul, where any new falsehood under oath about gain-of-function funding, the Wuhan lab leak, alleged destroyed records, or the contradictions in his own newly released diaries could expose him to fresh perjury charges that the pardon does not cover.
You could not hide that your agency had funded the Wuhan research or your long history of defending gain-of-function research. The only alternative left was to argue that COVID-19 did not originate in the Wuhan lab. You were not a detached observer. You had an institutional interest in the public believing that federally funded research had nothing to do with the pandemic. It was a conflict of interest from the very beginning. The authors of the proximal origin of SARS-CoV-2 privately had serious doubts about a natural origin. Within days, though, they flipped, and they all wrote in proximal origin that the virus was almost certainly not a laboratory construct. That paper was then used by the government and the media and you to discredit Americans who were asking the same questions that you and the authors were asking yourselves privately.
Fauci's preemptive Biden pardon theoretically shields him from past criminal charges tied to his NIH work. He faced no genuine risk of self-incrimination and therefore had no valid Fifth Amendment privilege to refuse answering questions. Answers to questions millions of Americans demand. Any attempt to invoke it at the hearing could allow the committee to compel his testimony and pursue a contempt finding.
What was the Dan David Award? Do you remember, Doc?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
It was a $900,000 cash award. $900,000 cash award. And he got it, because he used federal employees to get it. And this wasn't the only award, was it, Dr. Fauci? In fact, you applied for and received at least 8 other federal cash prizes on federal time using federal employees and federal resources. Here they are over my shoulder.
Under advice of his stable of high-priced attorneys, Fauci pleaded the Fifth 111 times to a variety of simple and inane questions, causing him to look incredibly desperate.
This testimony is from Anthony Fauci. This is not a game with his lawyers. He can advise, his lawyers can give him advice. He's got a half dozen here. They're all allowed to talk to him.
Yes.
All right? Yeah. But the attorneys are not recognized. In fact, the attorney was told not to sit at the table, and he's not obeying that recommendation. There's a row behind you, sir. That's where you were told to sit, and you're not. And now you're disrupting the proceedings. And so, look, this is the way Anthony Fauci wants to be remembered, for a lawyer not listening to the rules. That's the way you want to be remembered, and that's what you're going to do. You are not recognized, sir. Security, please remove him from the room. In the red folder on your table is a copy of Section 192 of Title II of the U.S. Code. Your counsel has been provided a copy as well. That section makes it a crime for a witness appearing under subpoena to refuse to answer any questions pertinent to the question under inquiry. Do you have that in front of you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Let the record record that the witness has refused to answer whether there's a folder in front of him based on his Fifth Amendment right.
What day of the week is it today?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
What color tie are you wearing?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy.
1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're big on trying to do our best to acknowledge the geopolitical and also just like local reality, trying to acknowledge reality where it is. And there is an attitude about certain things like support of the war where you can say, well, that's just not smart. It's going to destroy the planet and cause World War III. It's not really that hard of a conclusion to draw. But there are other things that, you know, you'd think it would be a little bit simpler. Simply put, you'd think that you wouldn't own a murder machine. Now, you might ask me, Rex, what is a murder machine? Like, where could I buy one of these? You liberal talking about guns. Tell me you don't want to. No, I love guns. I have plenty of guns. It's like my dad said, I sleep well armed and comfortably. Like what he said to Piers Morgan, iconically on that show. No, I'm talking about pit bulls. I'm talking about the idea of owning a dog that has the head the size of a basketball and has kind of like alien chimera chewing strength, where it could, you know, rend wrought iron between its fangs. Now, I have a big dog. I have a 120-pound Doberman Pinscher that I didn't crop the ears of. His name is Rupert. He's asleep in front of the studio right now. He's down there on the ground. That being said, when I have the FBI dog racism crime statistics, 65% of fatal dog attack breed identification photos are of pit bulls. You know, did you hear what I said? I want to read that to you again. 2024 breed identification photographs of dogs involved in fatal attacks. Our nonprofit was responsible for capturing 65% of them. That's pretty insane. And you can just kind of go through here and you kind of just start seeing the photos over and over and over again. And pit bull, not a pit bull on this page, but that's kind of debatable. Not one there. There's one on top. There's one. That's precious. Look at this one. Faces you can trust. Here, go overhead shot, please. Faces you can trust. Good grief. The idea to me, and here's the thing, I've had friends that have owned these. I have a good friend of mine that has one of these. It's a really cool dog. But the degree of seriousness you need to have about owning one of these animals is not the degree of seriousness that most people have. And they are notoriously known to just flip on you. Like, this is the problem, right? It's like you have a bunch of dog breeds that are big and aggressive and do whatever, Mastiff, Doberman, like protection dogs, kind of just like bigger hunting dogs as well. You have the German Shepherd, Malinois, whatever you want to say, right? It is about going from 0 to 100 flying off the handle. That is the issue here with the pit bull. And you would say, well, maybe that's a bit cruel. If it's 65% of all attacks, then you have to be like, whoa. And it's not just like people, the argument they always make is, oh, well, I bet the Chihuahua bites at the same rate the pit bull bites. That's not the situation at hand. The situation at hand is that the pit bull can absolutely, like, the pit bull is like Goku from Dragon Ball Z. It can get activated and go Super Saiyan, essentially, and like rip everybody's like dinguses off. And I don't want to be cruel because it's like I have friends that own them and stuff, but like they gotta be controlled. Like, are we not gonna do anything about this? They just keep attacking people. And you can literally find videos on the internet just like over and over and over again where it'll be like a kid running and the dog is like a like a child seeking missile, and it'll like cross the highway and like go into the parking lot and like attack the family. And it's just, it's as bad as you can get. And then you're bad for acknowledging reality, I guess. I'm not trying to be mean to him because I love animals. I really do. But I don't like having my dick ripped off by a crazy pit bull. When I was out in East Texas, I used to live in a house where I couldn't drink the water for a year. Like, I used to have like a system of panels that I bought from Tractor Supply that I put my dog out in during the morning. So I could have a little alone time in the house and like get situated. My Doberman is like a Velcro dog. He's like always on. So just letting him out, use the bathroom, whatever. I put him out there one morning and then I go back inside and I come back out like an hour later. It's probably like 7:30 a.m. or whatever. Put him out like six. And there is like a 140-pound part pit bull, but also part like something much bigger, like brindled, massive, monstrous animal. And it was like 140-pound, like bigger than Rupert. Rupert is huge. And Rupert wasn't as big back then. But this thing was just looking at me, and I was sitting there, I was standing there in like untied boots, underwear, and a t-shirt. And that dog could have ruined my life. I would just wouldn't be alive, period. And he just make a loud noise, be like, ah! And then like it got startled, and you just could calmly like just walk back inside. And I came back outside with the gun, and I was like, oh, it's gonna be bye-bye for you. Because like this is middle of nowhere, keep in mind. And this is like a crazy escaped breeding dog from like the breeding mill down the street. And like, everyone knew about it, and it was a huge problem. I encountered it. That is the reality of denying a situation that you know to be really bad at this. Oh, well, it's fine. You know what? Instead of going back in the house and getting the gun, I'm going to go try to hug the pit bull. I'm going to go be its friend. That's what it's like working with Israel. That's what it's like doing World War III for them. When you look at a dangerous situation that just appears and you have the opportunity to leave, which is to let them fight their war, which they did during the 12-day war, they lost. They had to sue for peace. They used us in part to do that. Like, you're supposed to leave. You're supposed to not re-engage with them. We fell for the same mistake twice. It really is quite crazy. So if you're out there and you do own one of these murder machines, maybe it's a cute and cuddly one, and maybe it's chill, and maybe it's whatever. I'm not trying to denigrate anyone's animal. But at the same time, it's like Cash Patel said, like, we'll keep the watch and we'll see you in Valhalla. We will see you in Valhalla if you own one of these murder machines. Okay, I want to tie that in to two other things I want to talk about, and we're going to get into this. I'm going to take your calls in the final segment. I want to talk about this, the idea of the Tallarico versus Paxton election. This is a really big deal, and like statements that I've made, like talking to Andrew Wilson and others, and just like what I say on my morning show, which if you haven't heard, follow me, New American Journal on Rumble specifically, follow me there, New American Journal, is specifically what we do for the midterm election. And while I will say, like, I am not supporting any Republican establishment Zionist candidates, I'm not voting for Tallarico ever. So like, let's just get one thing clear there. And, you know, Ken Paxton, I have my issues with Ken Paxton. This is insane. This is insane that they keep running more and more extreme candidates. You know, I voted for Ted Cruz against Colin Allred. And, you know, I'm sure they're both Zionist. It is what it is, whatever. Ted Cruz is kind of a disgusting creature. I'll never support him in an election again. But when you look at the choice between Ken Paxton and Tallarico, Tallarico is like if they did gain-of-function research on Beto O'Rourke. That's the best way I can describe him. He is somebody, like he's talking about, he's learned so much from Islamic scholars and his own faith. And it's just like, okay, like you're a Unitarian ecumenist and you don't believe in anything. He has no domination. Denomination. He's like a store brand ingredient. He's a generic product. Taking a little sip of water here. Making me dry mouth. It's not that interesting, but in that you have to recognize that as the true threat. I think we're going to see a lot more of these button-down, seemingly straightforward candidates that are going to appear, especially younger ones on the left side. And if you only have the establishment chuckle buddy, good old boy club of the Christian Zionists on the right, you're going to lose to them. Like in the same way of like a Mamdani, in the same way of this guy, in the same way of a lot of other examples as well, especially female examples, it's going to be hard for an old fat Jewish guy or old fat white guy to compete with something like that, even if they're functionally and factually insane. So let's go ahead and go to the first clip of Tallarico that we have.
We can finish the work of President Obama and pass a public option so that every single American has access to the health care they deserve. Because health care is a human right. It is not a privilege. I just, since we are in church, and because I said BS earlier, if you read our scriptures, if you read the New Testament, what does Jesus spend most of his time doing? It's not, well, you already know, okay. It's not preaching, it's not teaching, it is healing. Healing the sick. And in Matthew 25, scripture says that's how we will be judged and how we will be saved. By healing the sick, by feeding the hungry, by welcoming the stranger, by visiting the prisoner.
Okay, so like that's his interpretation of the theology. And you can argue with that, you can agree, disagree with that, whatever. It's all in service of a political interest. And this is why I hate it when these people lie and they use God, whether it's left or right, to make their political points. And he does that little cute line, and it's not cute at all. It's disgusting. It makes me puke. And you could say, oh, you're saying something that's, you're blowing up, like making a mountain out of a molehill. No. When he says, oh, and I said BS earlier, and it's church, so I'll go ahead and say this now. And then he says, oh, Jesus didn't come to teach. He just came. This is the thing about his, like, McChristianity, right? When I say that, I'm not saying he's Irish. I'm talking about, like, McDonald's, right? It's a corporate product. It's a generic product. The problem with it is that he divorces everything that Jesus did from real logic, real meaning. He just said, oh, Jesus is a nice guy who came to help everybody out. That's basically his explanation there. Jesus came and told people to follow him and also told people to turn from their sin. Notice how that's never going to be mentioned. So go ahead and keep playing him. I bet
our people have getting killed left and right. Carmela Anthony's case is just a f-ing tragedy. Excuse my language. But it is. But it is. So what are we going to do to fix those harms?
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about the language there. But here's the thing. He sits there. And it's kind of like a younger version of Joe Biden, where it's like it's the white man's humiliation ritual. So he has to like just kind of like smile and nod and whatever. Whatever you think about that. Here's the thing. I never brought a knife to an athletic event, and I went to plenty of swim meets, and I went to plenty of competitions. Like, I don't buy that from moment one, that he was so in fear for his life that he had to stab somebody in the body. Like, I understood from probably age 8, like, the first time I went, like deer hunting or, like, whatever I did at first, that, like, life is very fragile. A lot of these people, they just don't have respect or value for the sanctity of life. And then to sit there, stand there, and just kind of, like... What it is, it's trying to use the racial division in the country as a wedge in which to plant yourself and show that, oh, you're one of the good ones. And like, if we don't move past that, if we don't realize we're all Americans, we're all the same. All right. People that have a lineage of being here. If your great grandparents or grandparents died here, like, I have a lot of loyalty towards you as a person. I don't really care what your color, religion, or gender is. Like, you are my brother or sister in Christ, but also in country. And I think that's really important to understand. He doesn't feel the same way. He thinks somebody that got here 5 minutes ago is the equivalent of your ancestors who may have been slaves and died here, like fighting for their freedom. Like what would your ancestors have to say? Like, if you're not white, like, and your ancestors really had to fight against discrimination and to be able to have the American dream, what would they say about you being replaced for people that are thousands of miles away that are welfare queens? I think they'd be pretty disappointed in you, in all honesty. And somebody like Tallarico, he represents the complete globo homo agenda. So go ahead and play clip number. We don't need to go to the clip just yet. Oh, yes. Clip number 15. James Tallarico, who has said he hated Christianity. I don't know if he actually said that. I'm paraphrasing there. Let's see what he says before I say something like that. That's a serious accusation. He praised Islam. So go ahead and play clip number 15.
I know personally that I've learned as much about my faith from Salman's tradition, from the Islamic mystics, from poets like Rumi, as much as I have from Christian authors and Christian writers.
So he's learned just the same amount of stuff from Muslim mystics and scholars that he has from the Christian authors, I don't know, like the church fathers and or people like Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. That's pretty wild. And that goes to show it's just ecumenism. It means nothing. It's the quote from The Incredible Syndrome, when everyone's super, no one will be. Well, when everyone's a Christian, according to Tallarico's definition of open borders, pro-abortion policy, then nobody's a Christian. And that's why it's perfect. It's just like, you know, I'm not going to say their names again, but the people I've debated, it's just like people that want to hold every single position all at once. You can't do it because you believe in things that are anti-Christian, anti-Christ beliefs, like believing in abortion. Like, that's evil. Like, here's the thing. I'm a young man. I'm a 23-year-old young man in Austin. All right. You know how bad that hurts my chances of getting laid, like saying something like that, but it's the truth. I don't want to go to hell and I don't want to burn. I don't want to go in front of God. Like, we all have plenty of problems. I'm not saying I'm a good person by any means, but I don't want to go in front of God and say, yeah, I didn't tell people abortion was murder. I tried to get away with not talking about it. Like, it's a crime. We've killed 63 million Americans, all colors, all races, all creeds, all murdered, all genders, male, female, you know, just flushed down the toilet because it was inconvenient. All right. It's an inconvenient problem. We just got too many people, man. So you get rid of them. That's how you end up with people like Tallarico. That's how you end up with denial of reality. And ultimately, on quote unquote our side, that's how you end up with endless war and genocide, is because we don't care enough about the real things that matter and we're afraid to bring them up. And we also have to make it some sort of like religious argument. We also have to like make it about, you know, like punishing the women or something, which is evil. And I totally disavow that. It's about the doctors and it's about the system that set all of this up. Okay. Because this is not a normal, natural situation to be in a country where in New York, I remember the stat, maybe it's changed now, 474 out of 1,000 black kids die in the womb. That was true at some point in the 20-teens when I was a kid learning about the anti-abortion stuff. So think about that. Think about the statistical reality of how unsafe it is for you to be in your mother's belly in the United States of America. Then think about everything else they do. Think about the wars. Think about the insider trading corruption. Think about the fraud and pornography. Think about all of it. Think about Hollywood. Think about the mass media predictive programming they do on everybody. And you realize that all these things, that they make total sense because we've given up on the foundational basics in this country. And even worse than that, we've turned it into a pageantry ideal where everyone has to dress up in their sports costume and parade around and be like, you know, the warrior for their specific crab in the bucket ideology. When in reality, we have to be America first. We have to be anti-war and we have to be pro-life, pro-humanity. And if we can just manage to do those things and manage to explain to people this is all a controlled collapse program that was done to depopulate and destroy us, I think people will wake up and see the light. But they don't hear it phrased that way. They're not ever talked to with compassion or love or decency and explained to that, like, we need to have amnesty here. Everyone's not aware of this. Maybe they're willfully ignorant, but whatever. We got to be able to solve this problem. That requires talking to everybody. This is a societal program meant to bankrupt and destroy you. And anytime they give you an opportunity to attack another identity group or to put somebody else down, that is just to keep you henpecked in line on the plantation. And we're a free country. We don't have slavery anymore. We don't do that. So instead of being enslaved to an ideology or a political party or a way that Trump tells us to live or any political candidate tells us to live or the DSA or Mamdani or the liberals or AOC or whatever you want to say, let's get closer to God and let's get closer to what God wants for our nation and get closer to the ideals that founded this country, that built things like the car, the plane, the internet, the modern world. Let's get closer to that because we deserve it. Your grandchildren that haven't been born yet deserve it. If you're older, your grandchildren that have been born deserve it. All right. Like, nobody's excluded from the American dream by choice. We get forced out of it because there's not enough room in their nightmare for us to live. Like, that's the reality. They're living their American dream. They get everything they want and more. I'm talking about wars, talking about insider trading, talking about death and murder and destruction. Is that that's their currency. The wages of sin are death, but it's also a lot of money as well. We never get anything and we just have to exist in their space. But it's just like A Bug's Life. Once you realize that there's a lot more of us than there are of them, it becomes much easier and much simpler to see a path out of this in the future. And once you really realize that young and old, everybody's waking up and everybody's realizing we got to put an end to it. I think it's really white pilling. I think that we do have hope for the future. And I'm very interested to see how that Senate race pans out. And I do want to plug the alexjonesstore.com. I do want to talk about methylene blue here really quick, because you guys do need to know about it. Methylene blue, I get asked questions about it all the time. I want to do a little breakdown for you. What it is a small molecule, nitrogen, 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 sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine group has the dye properties that make it a medical dye. The sulfur group donates an electron to your mitochondrial process, speeding you up through the Krebs cycle from stage one into stage four oxidative phosphorylation. What does that mean? It is a very potent metabolic antioxidant ingredient, and it makes you generate more energy and also enhances the cleanup process of that energy as well. Go on Google Scholar, go on PubMed, just go look it up for yourself, do your own research, and of course, always talk to your doctor before you take anything. I would not define this as a supplement. I would call this a powerful metabolic ingredient, which is available for you at thealexjonesstore.com. There is a reason why the reorder rate on this thing is what it is. It's because it's amazing and people know it's amazing. We have the highest quality medical grade available for you at thealexjonesstore.com. You are crazy, as my dad says, if you don't get this. And the reason why people come back to the store and they get it over and over again is not just to support the operation. It's because they end up telling friends about it, family about it, you name it. We've had so many anecdotal reports about this product specifically. That is included combined with the two supplements that I created in tandem to enhance just mitochondrial health in general. That is the Power Drive bundle. That's Power Plant and Methyl Drive. What does that have? That's got the CoQ10, the PQQ, Enhanced Mitochondrial Health, Biogenesis Energy. It's got the magnesium. It's got the methylated vitamin B12 for redox support, methylation support, supports over 300 enzymatic processes throughout the body, combined with the new Super Male Vitality. If you have been looking for that, I have it and more in Power Plant, okay? That's cordyceps mushroom, nootropic, energy, oxygen, ATP. That is Rhodiola roja, golden root, dopamine, norepinephrine, exercise tolerance. The Soviets studied it. It's one of the foundational adaptogens. Look up the Russian studies on it. I've got the same dose, if not more, than what they use in a lot of the studies. Rhodiola roja, golden root in that ingredient, combined with zinc, combined with boron, combined with selenium, combined with black pepper. And of course, it's also got the methylene blue in there. That's the Power Drive bundle from thealexjonesstore.com. I'm really proud of those products. I invented those products. No one told me to come up with them. These are some of my favorite ingredients to use over the years. I wanted to put everything together so that I could take it as well. I take both of these all the time, near daily, not daily, but near daily. I need to take more Power Plant home. I need Bigly to send me a care package pretty soon, like a Fortnite loot crate or something. They got to send me Power Plant Ultimate Methyl Drive and Ultra Methylene Blue. That's the Power Drive bundle. And that is available at thealexjonesstore.com. When we come back from the break, I will be taking your calls. I will read out the number now. If I can read out the number now, the number is going to be 512-266-0642. I want to talk to you. 512-266-0642. I want to hear your thoughts. If you're an Alex Jones Network VIP, if you're somebody that takes the supplements, I want to hear what supplements you take. Also, just your thoughts on the news in general. What we got going on into the coming week. Thank you. My name is Rex Jones. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Second out.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do, they want to silence you, is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We got callers on the board. I appreciate everybody that's here today. Can somebody come in here and save me from Rupert? He's opening the window here. I got my dog in studio today for you guys that I guess you can't see because the table's high up here. But he's a pretty big animal. But I got callers on the board that I want to talk to. I got somebody that disagrees with me, so I want to take him to the front of the line. Let me talk to Mark in Texas. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Howdy.
I'm up. Yeah, I hear you. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good.
So, talking about this Christian stuff, sounds like you got an interesting perspective on it. So, just out of idle curiosity, biblical wisdom applied, are you born again in the Spirit?
I mean, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I'm not a member of, like, probably your denomination or, like, whatever that means from an evangelical perspective. So,
well, that's a problem with denominations and the rest of it. What does God think about religion?
Well, I don't know. Where do you get your Bible? Because I'm an Orthodox catechumen, and I believe in that theology and the church fathers. So we could debate about this all day. What's your point?
My point is that when you call yourself a Christian, you got to be careful who you associate with, because the simple fact of the matter is you're supposed to listen to what God says and do it, right?
Okay. I agree with that.
All right. So when you listen to people talk about things like race and the rest of it, we're all created by God, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so we don't talk about white or black because there's no such thing. We're all various shades of brown.
Well, who's we? You make these assertions that I don't agree with. That's not true. There are races of people. Everyone's created equal by God, but there are races of people.
No, there's nations, tribes, tongues, and peoples. You ever pass the black and white test?
I don't know what that means.
Well, try this. Get a black piece of paper and a white piece of paper. Go pull the dark.
This is all like terminology and bizarre. I thought you had like political arguments to make, or like a moral argument. What is this? Like, I'm purple. So what? I got a red mark on my head. Am I a red person? Like,
well, I'm kind of spotted, but I guarantee you I ain't white and I ain't black.
Okay. Good
We're
for
all
you,
created
Unc.
By God in his image, correct?
I agree. That's why I stand up for the rights of the Palestinians and the Iranians who are being killed right now by nature of like who they are, because we think we have the right to do it in our government, the people that profess themselves to be Christians and are not. So,
America,
like, what's your point?
First, right?
What?
So what's your point?
America, my point first, is we shouldn't right? be doing genocide and then using the name of God.
Well, that sounds like a real good idea. So what should we be doing?
Peace in the Middle East, declare victory and go home. No more bombings, no more pain, no more genocide and murder funding it.
So here we go again. Which Bible do you read?
King James Version? Like, what do you want? I passed one of the tests. Did I pass one of the tests? All right. All right. So what's the point? Do we disagree? Like, I'm anti-war, pro-humanity, anti-abortion, pro-life. Like, I don't get it, man. Like, what are you angry about?
Born again in the spirit, and you read the King James Version. How many versions have you read?
Good grief, man. How many do I have to read?
Well, how many are there? That'd be a good point to answer.
All right. Do you have a point before I drop you?
Nah. I've been listening to you all week. I'm glad you got a show to vent.
I appreciate it, man. I want to talk. Hold on. I here's the thing. I'm never going to be able to
drop you.
We're never going to be able to agree because you're just going to keep equivocating to bizarre terms. So, like,
that's the problem. See, because your version of equivocation doesn't fly with me. All right. So you can name label anything that you want forever. You've got the show. You feel free and do it.
That's what you just did. All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you. All right. Good grief, man. Good grief. Yeah. So this is what I talk about people that have a specific ideological bucket that they fall into. And if you don't agree with everything that they say, you have to either be educated or you're the enemy, right? People can disagree with you, right? We do not have the same theology. So it is what it is. Let's go to Cameron in Indiana with the state of things. Cameron, you're on the air.
Hey there, Rex. Yeah, I've been listening for a long time.
Right.
And, you know, I was born in the late 80s, so I've seen a lot of this stuff, and I'm definitely sick of the nonsense with these people who, it's unfortunate that they are the Republicans, because I've seen them through. I remember when the Iraq war started and Afghanistan, and this endless amounts of nonsense where the Republicans continually say, I'm going to do something. If you elect us, we're going to get it done. They remember, I don't know if you recall, when they said they're going to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Right.
And they got a supermajority, and they did freaking nothing. And it's because a lot of the times it's these speakers. We had John Boehner. He did freaking nothing. And then we had Ryan after him, and he was a scumbag. And now we have Mike Johnson, just like you're saying, who's, such a Christian. I'm the biggest Christian ever. And what is he doing? Like, it's one of those things. The previous caller doesn't really matter. If we're actually talking about people, you say you're a Christian, all these things, but then you go support like the war in Ukraine. Let's needlessly murder people and plunder our country and allow our wealth and our resources to be depleted So that, for what end? To me, it's not a mystery. It's not incompetence. It's being done on purpose by people who either want to get power or money or make way for something larger. Because
I want to
balance it against revelation as well at the same time with when is the one world government going to be here? It's going
sure.
to happen.
Sure. Well, I want to balance that with the last caller, and I want to be fair. I want to be nice. Here's the thing. I think his point was, oh, who are you to talk about who a Christian is, right? Like, I think that was some sort of purity test or whatever. And I honestly, I actually get it, right? And that's why I make the point of saying, like, I'm a sinner, just like everybody else. We all have our own issues.
Yeah,
but the reality is, I'm not a senator. I'm not the House Majority Leader. I'm not in power. I'm not voting for, I'm being used. My vote is being used to prop up war and genocide that I did not support, that I was lied to about. Yeah. That's the problem.
With gusto. They're doing it with gusto and with relish, the way that they're like, oh, look at how much money we got to support. Oh, we just got to keep doing it. Oh, more, more. Because, you know, if they want to say how Christian they are, aren't people who are the enemy, just like, if you even remember some parts of, you don't have to memorize everything of, like, aren't you supposed to pray for your enemies? Aren't you supposed to be
absolutely
trying to seek out people have the chance.
Hold on. That is the hardest part about being a Christian, because, like, we can argue about what being a Christian means, but in reality, Christian means little Christ. We're supposed to be like Jesus. We're supposed to be like his example. We're supposed to follow his example. So, like, that's the complete opposite of what Jesus would do, is what these people do when they're in government. And
yeah, that's my point. Yeah. It's very disgusting to see them act that way. When if you have even the most basic memory of the Bible, in my opinion, if you've read it at all,
right,
these are things where you should go, that doesn't make sense. What are you doing? Just don't say it. Just say you're Senator Johnson, the speaker.
But they have to have,
keep doing it.
They have to have the brand, and that's because it's a different religion. Like the Christian Zionism, Judeo-Christian is a different religion. It's not Christianity. It's a sect. It's like Scientology or Mormonism or something, in my opinion.
Oh, I view it as, you know, it's pure on Satanist devilry, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, and here's the thing. It's a beautifully evil project, right? Because you make the largest support base for this foreign nation, the whole reason why we have to project power thousands of miles away, you give them a baseline demographic in America that is trained to support them. It's really an evil project. And that's why, just as Americans, we're not going to be taken advantage of by it anymore. We're going to talk about it and expose it at a bare minimum. You talk about Revelation. The thing that really reminds me of Revelation that's coming, like Mark of the Beast type stuff, is really the AI neural net of everybody, the Internet of Things. It's often talked about, the augmented reality combined with the artificial intelligence that will eventually become so comfortable and so lifelike that people will choose to live inside that instead of where they're at currently right now. I think when Zuckerberg was initially getting involved in something like the Meta project or the Metaverse, whatever it was called, I think it's the Metaverse. Like, that didn't pan out. The tech wasn't there. It's still not there, but they're working on that every single day. That is going to be the Ready Player One operation to make everyone phase out of this reality and ultimately cause massive depopulation. Thank you for the call. Let me take O'Brien in Maryland on the Iran war. O'Brien, you're on the air.
Yeah, I would like to say that basically Israel is basically running this war, but they're using the United States to basically mop up whatever countries they need. And when they say God is basically with us or whatever they want to say, I don't know what God they're talking about. And I know that that's not the I know it's not the King of Kings we're worshiping, but it's not the God that we're talking that we worship.
Right. You know, you can't like, here's the thing. Like, I don't, how old are you?
About 38.
Yeah. So like everybody underneath the age of like, really, like I'd say like 55, really under 45, that's online and has seen footage of like Gaza, Lebanon, and the activities they engage in. There's no justification for that. And like, that's just a reality. Right. And then we give them the weapons to kill little kids. And that's undeniable. Now we kill little kids ourselves. Like it, on day one, literally hours within starting the war, the first round of attacks, we do the triple tap attack with the tomahawks at the school. And then I got the video downloaded to my phone. I play it all the time of Trump shortly after that when the reporters ask him. And he says, we think it was Iran. They're very imprecise with their munitions. And like, we know that to not be true. And they know it to not be true. They're much more cued in on the information. Only four other nations have tomahawks. That's Germany, France, UK, and Japan. Nowhere in the Middle East. There'd be no way for Iran to drop three of American-made Tomahawk missiles on their school within hours of the war starting. And if that's the logic, if they do a false flag like that, we're not allowed to look at October 7th and 9/11. The logic doesn't follow. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But you got to understand, Israel already killed their king centuries ago, you know, the King of Kings himself, and they think that technically by doing all of this, they're going to bring him back, but technically that's not going to be.
Yeah, they think they can bring back the Messiah to them, quote unquote, and they think that Trump is even like the little Messiah guy that like ushers him in. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that. Let me talk to Chicken Patty in Tennessee on the supplements. Chicken Patty, how are you doing?
I'm good, Rex. I'm so proud of you. You are killing it.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to see you on the show. I've been watching you and Tim, and that's great, but you are just a natural at this, and I'm so proud of you. And I want to say that it's very important for you to keep doing what you're doing because, you know, your dad has, like, I'm your dad's age. Like, we're Gen X, so, like, we have a certain view of the world, but it's very important for you to keep doing what you're doing on the show because you are going to reach people your age, and that is essential. You know what I'm saying? So
100%.
I'm so proud of you. Please keep it up. I wanted to say that the supplements that you guys have saved my life, literally. Like, I started watching your dad about 3 or 4 years ago, and I know I'm late to the party, but I started watching because I was basically bedridden with it, with lupus. And I just like to turn the show on and just listen because it was so long and it would replay. So if I missed some, I would, you know, I could catch it on the replay.
Sure.
So the first thing that I got was the CMOS because I was on medication for my thyroid, which I don't have to take anymore because I, you know, my doctor is a functional medicine lady and she's all about supplements. So I've been telling her all about the things that you guys have. And I take the Ultimate Life Force. I take MK Ultra. I take Power Plant, but I don't take Methyl Drive because I'm not supposed to have ashwagandha. But it's great. I take the Optimal Human, the greens powder. I take the, oh my God, I can't even remember.
which one do you remember adding in that was the biggest difference maker for you?
The biggest, well, honestly, there's two. One of them is Methylene Blue, the liquid. I love it. But I can tell a major difference when I started taking the Ultimate Creatine. Like, I was starting to feel better, and I could move around, and, I'm not bedridden anymore. But when I started putting the creatine in my shake every day, in my protein shake, like, this is my 25th week in a row lifting weights in the gym on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays.
Wow.
And it's like, I never thought I would be able to really walk again, but that creatine I was like, zing, you know, I was like, whoa, I can't believe how good I feel. And I've been working in the yard again. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for you guys. And
we're thankful for you. That's what makes it a 360 win,
shirt,
is that you get to support the operation. And then we get to give you a phenomenal supplement.
A shirt for every day of the month from the store, and they are awesome. And people always are like, "Where'd you get that shirt?" And I'm like, "The Alex Jones store." But two, I wanted to say, you know, aside from the supplements, that, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that you are pro, you know, Palestine, because I have some Palestinian friends that moved to the United States in the 70s because they were Christian Palestinians.
Right.
And something happened in the 70s where like the Muslim Brotherhood was like went wild or something and started just trying to take over. And so people don't realize that there used to be a huge population of Christians in the Middle East. So, you know, you think of, most people think of Arabic people as all Muslim, but that's not the true at all. That's not the case. Like there were
right.
vast populations of Christians in Lebanon, in Palestine, and so on. So and they're precious. They're wonderful people. And so it's the Muslims that are the problem, because you know, like Christians are, you know, we're supposed to preach the gospel and spread it and convert people and so on. But you know, we at least do it in a loving, peaceful way. Like if you're
right, well,
church,
there's no in Christianity. The rich man, when he doesn't follow Jesus, he gets the opportunity to walk away. Jesus doesn't pull out a sword and say, "You got to follow me, or I'm going to kill you." Ultimately, here's my issue with the Quran: you convert, you pay the tax if you're a Jew or a Christian, or you die. And like that's the reality, and that can't be denied. With that being said, there's no reason for us to be in these people's countries. Only reason why we're in their country is for Israel, and when we get in their country, they get in ours. It's kind of like karma, and I don't support any of that. Thank you so much for the call. Very, very kind. I want to go to Bart in Georgia, holding on like a soldier. Bart, you're there. Howdy.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really getting black-pilled more and more every day, but I'm going to double down on the scopolamine thing with Trump. I mean, he's just absolutely going insane. Talking about reinstatement of the draft and Rex, I got a son just a year or two younger than you, and there ain't no way I can tolerate this. Like your father was talking.
Right.
Worldwide depression. Once we hit $160 a barrel, which could be just days or weeks, who knows? This is just a total disaster. The reason I voted for Trump, and I quote, he said, "I'm going to ban Muslims." He didn't say any watered down version. And then the Supreme Court, which has already been hijacked, ruled against him. He just backed down. Well, screw the Supreme Court. We need to ban all these groups that are causing all these problems. Get rid of them.
And look at what's really going to happen is when Trump gets his way, or when Netanyahu gets his way, we're going to take hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of these refugees. Like you talk about black pill. I'm sorry to do that to you, Bart, but that's the real black pill, man. And like that's what people have to be aware of. That's why I'm disgusted by the Republican Party, is they'll absolutely do stuff like that. Absolutely. They'll do it. And then they'll say, "Oh, look, if you don't back us here, you're supporting the Democrats and their mass migration policy. We got to do something in 2026 and 2028. We got to find a solution." Thank you for your call. Let me go to Ashley in Alabama. And sorry to everyone else, run out of time. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hey, Rex. Thanks for having me on. I just want to say how much I appreciate what you guys are doing, what you are doing. It is so nice to see how you are growing up and continuing this battle, because we will definitely win this war. And I just wanted to say, in response to the first caller, that was completely ridiculous. I was raised evangelical. Obviously, now I realize what was done in terms of the brainwashing through that religion now. And my biggest concern, or what my biggest pet peeve is how when they call, they try to make it about racism. And it's about the religion. Judaism, by default, supports supremacists. Their basis is that they are God's chosen people. Therefore, the rest of us do not count. That is the problem there. If we can open up, I don't know, more intelligence to see that, I think a lot of
I played the clip in the first hour of the dude that says one of our lives is worth 10 million of yours. And like, that's not is an anti-Christian, anti-Christ attitude to human beings.
Precisely.
And here's the thing. I don't want Muslim immigration. I don't want mass migration, period. No. I don't want them in my country. That being said, I don't want to murder them. I have no desire for that. And anyone that thinks that Like, I've had callers that call in that say, Trump is in a fight, my buddy's in a fight, I'm in a fight too, literally, like, hashtag kill the Muzzies. Like, that's what they say. And I'm like, do you understand that's how you get the Muslim takeover of your country? Because then at that point, you deserve it. It's just kind of like the Jews in the Bible, like disobeying God and committing crimes and doing witchcraft and murder. And then they get taken over and have to go to the Babylonians. Like, it's just
exactly
that's what happens.
Because you're not following the Christian, what God truly
right.
teaches us, the reason, as you said, what Jesus came for. This is America. We want to keep it America for what our forefathers fought for and for what my children and your children and our grandchildren grow up
right.
in.
Yeah, no, really,
anyway,
really.
Thank you for what you do.
No, 100%. Really quick to everyone that called in. Like, I'm really sorry. I'm going to do another 15 minutes for you guys, and we have critical information that you need to stay tuned, need to watch coming right up. But please call in. I got a few more calls, a few more lines. If you were just on and dropped off, call back in 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. Thank you so much, Ashley. I really appreciate you. All right, thank you. We got 2 minutes left here on the clock. Animal Martyr, I want you to hold really quick. I want him to hold because we're gonna do this in the next segment. I got time for three more callers. We got time for 5 minutes. Animal Martyr, really appreciate you guys. I've said it once, I'll say it twice, I'll say it three times, a million times. Please go to the Alex Jones store. Please get the amazing products that we have available for you. We have the Methylene Blue, which you've just heard so many amazing reviews on. Please go get that. If you're interested in some of the things that I sell, I have a website called Jones CBD as well. You might want to check that out. But look at that Power Drive Bundle, thealexjonesstore.com. You can get that. Those products are amazing. Like I said, I formulated them. I created them. They are available at discount at thealexjonesstore.com. You can get huge discounts when you subscribe or when you just try it once, you know, get 25% off. All of that is available at thealexjonesstore.com. We do budget premium. We have the best formulas around at the best price, and we give the best explanation as to why we use those ingredients as well. I'm going to be hosting Alex Jones Show. That's 50%off.com if you're interested to get Knockout Sleep Support, which is my own personal recreation of what we used to have. That's 50%off.com. But if you are interested in learning more about supplements, I'm going to be hosting the Alex Jones Show this week, and I am going to do a full hour on them. I might break up the segments. I might do one segment and then another segment on an ingredient. But there are things you need to know about mechanism of action, senescent cells, mitochondrial health, all of that and more. And just like amazing news is coming up on The Alex Jones Show. I'll see you for a special 15 minutes after this break. And I hope you're having a good evening out there. My future wife, hello. I miss you already. See you later.
Let's get a move on.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and what a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind it breaks. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. We're bringing back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. We're gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Planet Earth, filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
The AlexJonesStore.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling.
This is Methylene Red from the AlexJonesStore.com.
The Ultra Methylene Red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.